ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. You're listening to this Xbox Life episode 128. The storm is coming. And with me, of course, we seem to be the duo for the past couple weeks. myself, BJ Swick, I already said BJ Swick 33, right? And I don't know either. I'm tired.
And dude, I'm half asleep, so
and Wingman 709. So
and it's only 8 o'clock here at night and I'm ready to go. I'm dead tired. I fell asleep 2 hours ago. And then I got woken up for dinner.
it's been a long, I don't want to say it's been a short weekend, but it seems like, it's, I don't know. Not one for the books, I can tell you that. But, and even falls into today because we were going to have Mr. February on this week, but could not hook up with him. So we are going to attempt that probably the week after our live show. Sometime in February, we'll have Mr. February on. So times don't work out when you're overseas. So across the pond or however you say it. But nonetheless, we're going to have a regular show. We're somewhat regular, just the two of us. But let's start off with what we normally do, and that is what you've been playing. So, let you go first, Mark.
All right. I have played some Lost Planet 2, continuing just to work away, slowly grinding out that game. I am still having fun with it. Eric, you know, Elite E-Dog, and myself, and Tony Stark, and I think we've got a couple other people now. I want to say Dirty Bite, I think, picked it up. There's a couple other people I know out there that have picked up the game, and we're going to probably start seeing them more often. And it's fun. It's fun together. I think playing it as a group, it can be a lot of fun, and we're just having fun with it. So played a little of that up. Also played some Risk Factions. Really enjoy that game. Now, it's definitely one of the best arcade titles I've pulled down in a long time. I really do enjoy it. Played some 1943, Crap Field 1943, and yeah, I don't need to go into that. Played some Backyard Football 2010, played that for about 15 minutes, got my full 1,000 points, put it back in the envelope, sent it off, and I can happily say that my achievement boosting is done. I'm done with it again.
Yay,
because I was, you know, just going after the points. I don't know how those guys do it game after game after game, because it's just, I don't know. But I did bust 100,000 gamer score.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. First, I'd like to thank God and my wife and my family and the academy and
you're officially a hound.
I guess. Now I can go on their show, I guess, if they ever need somebody, because I'm 100,000, so. Huh. But I did give credit, too, for Comrade calling me out. And so I said I gave all my inspiration to Comrade, and then Moronic Cow was upset about that because he sent me a game to help me boost the 1,000. He goes, I'm never sending you games again. And I'm like, yeah, but Comrade called me out. You didn't. So I don't think Comrade really did. It was Kyle kind of setting the stage, but it was still fun. It was all a little fun thing to do. And I kind of wanted to – I had set my goal to get 100,000 by the end of the year. I didn't think I'd get it by the end of the month, but I kind of went on playing some really bad games trying to get the easy thousands for a few games, and I hit 100K. So now I'm back to playing games I like. And that one of those would be Pinball FX2. So, in fact, mentioning Elite E-Dog, I passed you on the Pasha board. I'm now the leader on the Pasha board, at least on my leaderboard. I'm number one. So I bumped you down, Eric. It's two boards I own you on. Of course, he owns me on the other 12 or whatever there is. But that's why I take pride in any one time I can pass him. I'm happy.
So you have two. I mean – You got to rub those two in. At least you have two, right?
Yeah, I got two.
Guess you could have none.
That's right. That's two he doesn't have on me, so. And then I played a couple of demos this week. I played probably one of the worst demos I've ever seen. No. Well, yeah, you know what? It was a bad demo because Crysis 2. And this game is riddled with problems like locking up your Xbox when you launch it.
Yeah.
Right, Braun?
Oh, absolutely. So I've actually deleted it, so I won't be playing it again.
Not being able to find an online match? I think that's pretty sad when the day the demo releases, you go to play it, and it's a multiplayer-only demo, and there's no games to be found. It's right. Like, maybe this game's not going to be as good as they thought. I think it looks really good, okay? I'll give it that. The game looks great, and I think it'll be fun. It's one that the demo said, told me, yep, just rent the game. That's all. That's what it told me. That's a renter, because I don't think I'll enjoy the multiplayer. I think I'm finding I don't like multiplayer. I think I don't know if it's just my age and I'm slowing down. I'm not as quick. I like co-op, and that's it, man. I really don't like competitive multiplayer. And then I played what I am now coining the term as the best game ever. Sorry, it's Tom Clancy's Hawks. And I don't even have the retail game. But I'm calling it right now, game of the year, best game ever, Bulletstorm. Now, Brun, please, 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 please tell me that you played Bulletstorm.
Oh, the demo?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I did. Absolutely.
All right. Whew. So. Okay. Now let's just hope that you're of the same mind, but if you're not, then you're wrong. Plain and simple, this game is amazingly fun. I was blown away. I've probably played this demo, which is just – the retail game's going to have basically three modes. There's the single-player campaign, which is their main story mode. It's you by yourself with your AI, and that's it. Then there's a multiplayer mode. Now, their multiplayer – is a cooperative, horde-like multiplayer. So you work with your team, but the cool thing is that when you're in a team to get past these waves of ever-increasingly harder enemies, you have to do skill shots, but they're like team-based skill shots. So there's certain moves that like your partner has to do, and then you have to complete the second half of it to do these skill shots. So I think it's going to be a blast. And then they did say and there is no versus competitive multiplayer, and that's what I read an article. Then I saw a video from the developer, and they did call it competitive multiplayer. However, it's not what you would think. When I think competitive multiplayer, I think of versus. Mm-hmm. And they did try a versus mode, but they said it really was no fun because if someone whips you and pulls you in, then everything slows down and, you know, they can, you know, keep you up in the air and keep doing all these different things. And it's just no fun. And, you know, for the person that's getting obliterated, it really, so for their games, the type of game this is, versus mode didn't work. So what they're saying when they have competitive multiplayer is what they call echo mode. And this is what the demo consists of. It consists of one map, and in their echo mode. And what it does is they take like all the campaign, you know, all these little maps and the whole path through the campaign, and they kind of chop it up into little bits. Okay. So the one we're seeing is this one run. It's just a short run. It's not very long, but you basically try to rack up as many skill shots as you can to increase your score while you're trying to get through the map as quick as possible. And when you get to the end of it, then it shows you your score, and then you can look at your leaderboards to see how fast your friends are able to do it and what scores they're able to rank up, you know, get. And it's very addicting, and it's a lot of fun. And I probably went through this mode about 20 times at least. I'll bet you I played it more than that, but I'm trying to be conservative. And I've never played a demo that much, especially when it's the same thing over and over. But the cool thing was is that it really wasn't. Even though the guys spawned in exactly the same point, as I was going through, I'd find different ways to kill them, you know, and different skill shots to use. And then we're, you know, and it just started this whole discussion about skill shots and everything. But you know what? I probably need to stop because I want to talk about this later on, and I'm rambling on about it here. So, needless to say, I will say this. When I finished my demo, after playing it probably for the 10th time, I walked over to my computer and pre-ordered it. It's that good, in my opinion. And it seems that I haven't heard from Brian yet, and I have no idea what his thoughts are on this demo. But I have heard, and I've talked about this in the forums and seen other people post, a lot of people had it for the same reason, or had many people had the same experience. They didn't expect, you know, I was one that I was hoping I'd like it. I wanted to like it, and I absolutely loved it. So, and it seems like a lot of people are very surprised in how much fun this game is. So, you know, check our forums, post in there, give us your thoughts. And other than that, I think that's all I played this week.
All right. Well, I didn't get into any more Mass Effect, but I am going back. I've actually wanted to play it, so I haven't lost interest in it. But I played little 1943, some Bad Company 2, and a couple crappy demos, and that's about it. about the demos... Crysis 2, I had fun for the first match that I was in, and then after doing that, I was like, okay, so this is going to be a first-person shooter that I don't think is going to go anywhere. It's not going to be, it's definitely not going to take me out of Bad Company 2 or, you know, anything like that. I don't think it's going to go and take, you know, a bunch of Call of Duty people or anything like that. So that's what I'd have to say about that. And as far as Bulletstorm demo, I liked it. It was fun. Here's my thing about that. And if you want, you know, let's talk about the demo now. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you? Because I know it's one of our topics, and we might as well go into it now. Because that's really all I've played. And I want to. You talked a bit about your experiences with it, so. I'll tell you what I have, and then you can kind of tell me if you agree or disagree, or if you can kind of see where I'm coming from.
I'll tell you right now, you're wrong. I can sense it.
Well, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. I want to say I have a similar feeling like about Black Ops, but obviously I like this game a lot more than I like Black Ops because Black Ops is kind of one of those love hate type things. But playing the demo with the Echo mode. And I really liked it. It was fun. I can see people going through it over and over. But there's a problem I can kind of see with that. Now, for the first-person story, is it co-op in that too?
No.
It's you by yourself, right?
You with two AI characters, and they're part of the story. So
right.
There's no co-op through the campaign.
Okay. I really want to play the campaign. I really would like to play that. I think that with co-op would be even better, but you know, I want to play the campaign. I do like the idea that they said, "Hey, versus multiplayer doesn't work, so we're not going to put it in." I really, you know, really like Epic for actually saying that. Like, "Hey, we tried it. Nobody's going to like it, so you know what? We're not putting it in." You know, they're not putting it in there or, you know, shoehorning it in there because they have to have it or anything like that. But, you know, they have that cool, like, co-op experience, like, hey, I'll pull them in and kick them and you shoot them in the rear end, you know, stuff like that, which seems really cool. I like the idea of that. The one thing, is, like I said, I like to try the campaign. It looks – I can't see why it wouldn't be any good. But what I'm curious to see is how long the game is going to stay like fresh. It's going to be, you know, hey, the Echo mode. Okay, Wingman's in first place with such and such 1,000 points. Okay, I'm going to run through it, try to, you know, try to take over your spot. Which a couple games recently have done that, like Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, and you just talked about Pinball FX2.
Mm-hmm.
How they have these basically a leaderboard is what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I'm wondering how long can that stay, I don't want to say stay fun, but like how long are you going to put into that before you eventually say, okay, I'm kind of done? That would be my only fear for the game. So DLC, free DLC would be awesome, but you know, how often are they going to release maps to keep this, you know, on top of the, you know, on top of the played games list for individuals who bought the game or who are considering buying the game? Like how much are they going to do to keep that on top? That's my only, I tell you what, that's my only fear of the game. Cause I would hate to say, I'd hate to, you know, buy the game and see the same 10 maps. And so all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to beat your friends through the same 10 maps. But at some point in time, somebody's going to get a score that, unless you have the entire script down and exactly what you're going to do all the way through the Echo, whatever you want to say, there's going to become a point where it's like, okay, that's the score, and that's just what it's going to be. So what do we do? What do we do next? Okay, let's go to the next map. But then, you know, there isn't the next map. So that's, like I said, that's kind of my only fear about it. So, but. Do you kind of follow what I'm trying to say?
I think you could put that into every single game on the market.
Which is true.
I mean, they're going to get old when they get old. Right. I mean, I sit and play Pinball FX2 over and over, strictly mainly because I'm trying to boost my score up. I'm trying to get higher. And what I found was, I mean, I was in a party with Gabbers, and I think it was Pater Troy. And the three of us were in there, and we're playing. And we were just going back and forth where, you know, Gabbers was like, hold on one second. Him and I were going back and forth just like, you know, oh, I topped your score, oh, I topped yours, blah, blah, blah. And it was very competitive. It was very much fun, you know. And then I remember as soon as I passed him, I was like, yeah, dude, I beat you, you know. And dude, it was like two runs later, he's like, why don't you check your score again, you know.
Right.
So we may have our Gamer of the Month joining us after our. After all.
All right.
I'm trying to get him in here to see what's going on.
I don't know.
This was the same map and I had so much fun because it's like it's not necessarily the same thing over and over because there's so many different ways to do things. And if you look at your environment, it's like, ooh, I did this to this guy. Ooh, I got a new skill shot. And it was just kind of like, it kept it exciting. And then we're talking about, well, you know, oh, I just got this skill shot. Do you have that one? Well, no. How did you get that one? Well, this is what I did. So then you're trying to do the new skill shot. And
right.
All
the killing, all the different skill shots are really cool. I think some of them are actually, they're hilarious. You know, I had fun playing it, and I think it's going to be a great game. And I just hope, what I'm hoping for is that there's DLC. There's going to be new Echo modes and this and that, and heck, maybe, you never know, maybe later in the year they release a new mode of some sort with it. But I just think the game is going to kind of half rely on the support that it's going to get from Epic. That's all my point is. I'm not knocking it or anything like that. That's what I want to make sure I get across, is that it was really fun. And you never know, I might even end up buying it. But it's just that's kind of my thing behind it. That's all. I mean, I don't disagree that the game isn't awesome. So I mean, I do agree with you on that, but
yeah, it totally blew me away. The thing is they could always add in echo modes and new levels to keep people playing.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of think your campaign's going to be probably a good, decent length campaign.
Yep.
And I see that there will be the incentive to play that campaign mode multiple times. And, you know, there is the achievement thing, but I just think going through trying to find new things, because even when I went through the same little echo level, I was like, oh, I missed this. If I whip this up there, it pulls all these things down. I get a new kill shot called Ding Dong. And I'm like, I didn't see that the first couple times, you know? Yeah. So it's kind of like, as you're going through the campaign, how many things am I going to miss?
Yeah.
And it struck this chord with me of pure freaking fun. You know, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm having fun playing a game. And that was the thing that I really loved about it, was that it wasn't like when I go through it, I can see myself just playing this game, not worrying about achievements, not worrying about, you know, what do I got to do or what am I going to miss? You know what? I want to play through the campaign and just have fun. And then, right. You know what? I know I'm going to play it again. And then I'll like, okay, let me see. Did I miss something? You know? And it's just – it was so much fun. It was like an arcade-style shooter. I mean, it was a shooter, but it had this arcade-style feel. And the thing was, it's like you really didn't want to just shoot the guy because you only get, what, 10 points or something? Or it's like, oh, you feel like you get gypped if you actually shoot him. So you want to do the special moves and the kicks and the leash and all the special powers and throwing people into rebar and, you know, splattering their blood on the wall to get the graffiti and throwing them off a ledge to get the velocity skill shots. And, you know, there's so many different things. And it's like it was so insanely fun that it just blew me away. I was shocked.
Yeah, it is nice that, because it has been a couple months that – something actually was, you know, exciting to play.
Right.
It's kind of been a while for me. And then after playing, it was like, oh my gosh, you know what? I kind of can't wait for this to come out. You know, I haven't had that feeling in quite some time, because games get announced so, you know, so far in advance. And even this one was announced, you know, what, last year or something like that. And it was just like, oh, okay, well, I'll worry about it when it gets here. Now it's kind of one of those things like, man, I can't wait for this to come out, because even though I might not buy it on day one, I'm excited to play it. I'm excited. So, but like you said, and kind of like I said, they bring out new echo levels and keep it kind of refreshed. And I'm not saying like every week or every other week. I'm talking, you know, every couple months, maybe 2-3 months, they come out with a map pack, because it's Epic. They're going to.
Yeah, they're going to support it. They will support this game. They are behind
it. It's
going to
make it. Yeah, I think that right there is going to make it, well, you know, one of the good game, you know, good games of the year. Because don't forget, Gears of War 3 is coming out this year too. So.
Okay.
But should we take a break and see if we can get our.
Our gamer is now ready, so we're going to have to quit this call and start up another one. So if all of a sudden it just doesn't flow right through the show, it's because we're just going to start up with him and say, hey, how you doing? And we may come back and get his opinions if he played Bulletstorm. So we'll take a short break, but you won't notice. But we'll be back in a minute with Gamer of the Month for February.
All right, we're back. We took a little break there, and we got Mr. February in here with us. And I'm just going to introduce you right off the bat. Or actually, I'll have you introduce yourself, because the first question is, you know, your name, gamer tag, age, location. You can kind of share with us what you wish, but why don't you let everybody know who you are?
Fair Power, gamer tag. My name's Joseph. I lived in Ireland 18 a few days ago, and I can legally drink here now.
See, so that brings a question. Is that why you were late to the show? You're still partying from a couple days ago?
No. Yeah, I get the time zones mixed up on my computer. Set an alarm on my phone to wake up because I have school tomorrow. I was going to skip it, but I can't now because I have an exam. And
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, great. He's going to get a bad grade on his exam for the podcast.
So what time is it there now?
It's 4:20 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We won't keep you long.
Did you want to do this? Did you want to do this another day?
No. Today's fine. Okay. I was looking forward to doing it, so.
Okay, man. Now that's dedication.
Yeah.
I bet we couldn't even get Marana Cow to show. We can't even get him to show up during normal hours, let alone 3:30 in the morning. Well,
nice.
Thank you. I mean, I appreciate that. I'm impressed. I would never do it myself. So
4 a.m.
Wow. Thank you.
That's cool though. From Ireland, I think that's pretty neat. So
yeah. Well, you had Soul Assassin on here, and he's an hour ahead of me. So
yeah.
It's hard, even more difficult for him to get on. So.
All right, well we're gonna move on down here, and we want to ask what consoles have you owned in your gaming history? I guess we can wrap that into when did you first start gaming and what was your first game or console? Kind of jumble that all in there.
Okay, the first game I ever played was not positive, but I think it was Crazy Taxi on the PC.
Easy Taxi.
Yeah, I got it on the Xbox there about a month ago as well when it came out. But I forget exactly what age I was. I'm not sure when it was actually released. I think it was 7, maybe 8 when I was playing that. But the first console, Game Boy counts. Yes, that's a console.
Yeah, that counts.
Okay, I got a Game Boy Black and White from my cousin. She was trying it out. And Pokemon Yellow, and I spent days playing that game. I used to love the Pokemon games when I was 8, 9, 10.
And did you catch them all? Play them.
No. I got fairly close. I don't know if you guys have ever played them because it wasn't your... they weren't around in your childhood, I guess, so.
Right.
In my day, Pokemon was huge, it was brilliant, and even my friends play it every so often now, just for a laugh, just because it's the game that we grew up with, I guess, that was most popular.
Did you say Black and White for the PC?
No, sorry. Oh. Game Boy Black and White, the original, before the color. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, yep. Gotcha. I thought you said, Black and White as in the PC game, and it's kind of funny because we were, Buddy and I were talking about the game Black and White, which is from Lionhead, which is Peter Molyneux and all that crazy stuff, but, all right, sorry for interrupting.
Okay. I played a 2D version of Black and White or something online. I'm not sure if that's the same as the official game, but there's all these versions of Black and White on those gaming sites where you find, multiple mini games. Like you're bored at school or something, you're looking for a game. They have a Black and White. I don't know if that's the same thing. After that Game Boy, anyway, that broke on me, I think. I ended up getting a Game Boy Color, and at the time, the Game Boy Color was 4 or 5 years old, but I still had fun playing it. And my parents wouldn't buy me a gaming console. They didn't want me playing games. But Yeah, it was okay for someone to gift it to me, but my parents weren't going to pay money so that I could play games. But
look at you now. you're from parents not wanting you to play games to gamer of the month.
I'm gonna put this on my CV for my next job.
There you go. So Brian, if he gets a new job, if he gets hired on because he was gamer of the month, do we get a cut of his pay every week then? And I think that's the rule, isn't it?
I don't know.
We might quickly put that in the paperwork.
Yeah. So what type of job are you trying to get?
Well, at the moment, I'm still in secondary level school, right. The equivalent of high school. My second last year because I had to repeat. But I would do anything, I guess, at the moment for money, part-time work. But after I go to college and I'm finished another 4 or 5 years, but I was thinking of doing a PhD, so that might even take longer. And then I'm going to move to Canada or else the States, and I want to get a job in the gaming industry, programming games, just because it's the one people don't go for as often. The most jobs are there. If you guess a degree in programming, supposedly they tell you here anyway that you are almost guaranteed a job if you go abroad.
I know there's a lot of jobs, a lot of houses up in Montreal, because I guess Montreal's got some pretty nice tax laws for companies, and so a lot of company. What is it? Ubisoft is going to move. What game is it they're about to release? And I can't remember what it was. I just read this, and all these development people are concerned they're going to have to move to Montreal now once the game ships.
Well, Montreal is a big, just overall a big gaming industry, and a lot of people don't realize that North Carolina, where Epic's at. I mean, a lot of people never think about North Carolina. They always think San Francisco and Seattle and places around Redmond and stuff like that. But yeah, no, I mean, as far as if you put Gamer of the Month on your resume when you become a programmer for games. You could actually just like kind of look us up and maybe give me a job, seeing that I'm a programmer.
Yeah.
And when you get in somewhere, be sure to let us know and shoot us some demo copies, because I'm sure we'll still be doing this.
Yeah. Did you do a degree for that, for programming, Brian?
Yes. Yes, I have a bachelor's degree in computer information systems and a master's degree in management of information systems. So,
okay.
Yep. Cool. I didn't do a PhD. I really don't think I would need to go that far, or you would have to go to a PhD level to get kind of that programming type, because man, writing a thesis for something in the computer world is probably not the easiest thing. But
yeah.
So kind of on to the next question here. Did you own any more consoles between the Game Boy Color and 360? Because, well, we know you have a 360, yeah. But what else have you owned?
I got a PlayStation 1. Again, it was 5 or 6 years out of date. my friends were all playing PS2s as it was, it was on the verge of dying, and I was playing a PS1. A year later, I got a PlayStation 2 as the PlayStation 3 was coming out. The Xbox, I think, was already out. I played the PlayStation 2 for maybe a year, and I actually lost interest in gaming then. I think the PlayStation 2 kind of bored me, and a lot of games I found too difficult. I guess I was 13, 14 or something. And then anyway, I was reading up on the Xbox and getting, you know, all hyped to buy it and interested in it. And I saved up my money and I went and got that. And then I got into the Gamer Score after a while, and that brought me back into gaming. You know, I got hooked on that for a little bit, then I got bored of it, and every so often I come back to it again. But I can't play games strictly for Gamer Score, but every so often I'll do it, you know.
What's your score at right now?
56,000.
Oh, well.
Yeah, this is the guy that he set up a true achievement goal to overtake my gamer score, and I don't think he's happy with what I've done in the last 2 weeks because yeah. I pushed his percentage level down.
Yeah. How can you do that actually right now?
How can you do that to the listeners, Wickman? Jeez.
Because I had a goal of my own. I just achieved it way early.
So. Well,
it was at 10.4%, and I haven't been on Xbox much either, so that's helped him. But now it's at 8.8%, so he's after making a good outlet. Crazy.
He has sworn off playing games for Gamer Score, so maybe you'll be able to do it before the end of the year. So
yeah, it's set for the 25th of December.
Yeah, my goal's been met, so I'm good. Now I can go back to just – and once Bulletstorm comes out, I think I'll probably just be playing that for months and not getting any achievements just because I'm playing the game. So
– yeah.
But we won't dive back into that discussion. But
Well, what are your – you can tell us your overall favorite game, but what are your, you know, favorite games that you've been playing or have played?
My top three games that I've played would be Grand Theft Auto 4, Gears of War 2, and I guess Modern Warfare, but then again, the multiplayer kind of bores me now. On number two, maybe Call of Duty 4, actually, yeah. I had loads of fun with multiplayer in that for about 5 months straight, hooked on it, but then I got tired of it. But, Gears of War 2 and Grand Theft Auto are my favorite games, definitely.
Are you looking forward to... Sorry. Wing, why don't you ask the next one, because I was kind of going to ask the question, and I noticed it's the next one.
What game do you most want to play in 2011? And I can probably guess what it is, but
that's what I was asking for.
Gears of War 3, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that game. I was going to guess, what's the game with the beta for it? You had already talked about it.
Bulletstorm?
Yeah, I was going to buy a Bulletstorm just to get the beta key, but I'm a bit low on cash, so I had to skip that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're low on cash, do not play the demo, because it will hook you. I played the demo, and yeah. I immediately went over and pre-ordered the game. It's good, so stay away from it. I mean, it's horrible. It's the worst game I've ever played. Oh, stay away. You don't even want to. Ugh. It's garbage.
I say go play it, and then you like it so much, and then just beg Wingman 709 to buy you a copy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the last question, if you say him, maybe he'll do it. So Gears of War 3. Is there any other ones that you're? Is that kind of the only one, or do you have close runners up? I guess.
It's probably the only game I'm going to buy this year, because I have a stack of games I have yet to get 100% completion on, and that's what I'm kind of going for at the moment. You know, I've paid money for them, so I might as well get my time's worth out of them completely.
Good call.
Yeah. what are some of them? Right off the
top. A FIFA 10 Fallout New Vegas.
Well, Fallout New Vegas, that'll keep you busy for a while.
Yeah. I still have to play Alan Wake another 2 times. I got Bioshock 2. I haven't even touched it. I have a few arcade games. Perfect Dark. I have to finish Crazy Taxi, along with a lot of other arcade games. It's dark in my room, so I can't really see my stack of games well. But yeah, I have a bunch of games to play.
Cool.
But there's another game I'm looking forward to this year, but I probably won't buy it until the following year, and that's Crysis. Just after playing the demo, I thought it was fun, and it looks really good. The video footage I've seen, you know, about the single player and the multiplayer, so.
I had fun for like the first round or so that I played, but after that, it was just kind of another, I want to say like another, you know, Call of Duty type first person shooter, and I really don't think it's going to pull in the amount of fans, you know, that some of the other games do, you know, the other games have. So I don't know. I would say if you're really liking the multiplayer, you might want to get it as soon as it comes out, because if you wait too long, there might not be the, you know, the community the multiplayer.
It may have a longer lifespan on the PC since the original game was on the PC, and I know it did real well. So the multiplayer might be a longer lifespan there, but I don't know. It is very Call of Duty-ish, but it does give you the special powers as well with your shield and your cloak, and it does look good. So it'll be interesting to see how it stacks up against Halo, Call of Duty, Gears of War 3 coming out. You know, we got another Call of Duty. You've got a bunch sitting on the top 10 all the time. It'll be interesting to see if it can fight its way in there, but it has the franchise, you know, and the following, I think, that it may do it, but I think kind of like what Brun was saying earlier, does it have the longevity to survive? So
all right.
That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. So
yeah.
I think what I liked most about is it was just it. I don't know why, but it seems so fluid when you're running and when you jump onto things, you know, you pull yourself up onto them, and the whole flow of the game just seemed really fast and nice and smooth, and the power where you go invisible, I really like the way it's cloned, but you can still see them. It looked to me like you're playing some like futuristic movie thing, you know, where people are running around invisible and shooting each other, and the environment that you're running through, it's only one map on the demo, right?
Kirk.
Yeah.
I played 3 games. I only got like 2 kills, and I got killed a bunch of times, but I still had fun just looking at the place, and the environment overall is just really nice, and I don't know, I really want to get this just from playing that.
Yeah, the game definitely looks good. I did notice like when I was cloaked and I was walking through the water, just seeing the effects of how the water reacted when you walked through it and stuff on your character was really, really amazing. And they've done an outstanding job with that. So, you know, which these guys are known for good quality visuals. Yeah. So I think it's going to do well.
Crytek 3 engine. So, yeah. But cool. Well,
who's the developer on this game?
Crytek, which I think is up by they're a European company, I believe.
Yeah, they're over there.
Over there, yeah, they're over there.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere they're over there.
Probably in the UK or Germany. They're, most of the European ones would be Germany or the UK, as far as I know.
Yeah, I believe. Uh-oh. It's Germany. It looks well. There's Crytek in the UK and in Frankfurt and in the Ukraine and Seoul and Bulgaria and Hungary.
Yeah.
But I do believe the United Kingdom, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I think that's their main headquarters. But it might be Germany. So, but either way, they make some great games, that's for sure. We'll move on here. How did you come up with your gamer tag?
That's fairly easy. When you go on to Xbox Live and you go to sign off, you can put in your name, or they give you pre-selected ones. And I was feeling lazy and figured I'd be able to change this again later. So I picked one of the first pre-selected ones to come up, which was Fair Power.
And wow.
I actually honestly dislike the name, and I want to change it, but I don't want to pay money to change it, so I can't really be bothered. But I was planning on making a new tag as soon as I found out that I had to pay to change it, but at that time I was playing Call of Duty 4, I think, and I didn't want to lose my multiplayer stats, so I just kept the gamer tag and kept with that. But if I was to pick a new tag, I'd definitely get rid of the name. I'd change it.
Wow, that's got to be a first for me. I've never heard anybody just take the default name. That's that's cool.
Yeah.
So
that's right. A good one.
Well, at least I think it gave you a good name.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff for the dishes out for me is garbage. It's like, what? No, what does that even mean? You know? So, cool. Interesting.
Well, as far as the show, this Xbox Live, we like to ask, you know, what are some of the things that you like about, you know, the show or the site? And if you... You know, what would you do, or what changes would you make to, you know, to make it better? You know, because that's one thing that we'd like to do, is we want to continue to get better. So what kind of feedback could you give us?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Like, I think everything is actually, it's done brilliantly, you know. I don't really have a fault with us. I like the way you've revamped the site there recently. Your forum is really good. Podcast itself is brilliant. Like, I listen to this as soon as it comes up every day, usually on the way to school on the bus or before I go to bed or something, or while I'm playing a boring game for GamerScore, just to make it more interesting. I can't think of any improvements, to be honest. Cool. Nothing comes to mind, at least.
Make sure not to blame me for the audio on this week's show. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right, and then now we come to the question that really matters, because all the others really don't matter. We really don't even care. We just want to know this one. No, I'm just kidding. I just took myself out of the running. And you have to answer. So, who is your favorite host?
Yeah, Ravioli Capone.
He's not even on this show.
You can't pick him. I like everyone, definitely. Everyone adds something different to the show. But just because I've known him the longest, Wingman, since the last podcast you had before this Xbox Live.
Uh-huh.
I was a late listener to that one, and I added you back then, I think. But I never spoke to you, actually. I just put you on live, and I had you on there for 2 months, and then, I think you took me off because we never spoke. But then this podcast came out, so I added you again, and we've played a few games and stuff since then. I talk to Wingman more than anyone else, and then Brun is probably next. I've never spoken to Bruiser on Xbox Live.
No, nobody has.
You beat me to it. I was gonna say, well, nobody has. It's like like spotting Sasquatch.
That might be Aaron. We'll have to come up with some like new like promotion or something, you know, spot Bresar or something. Get a prize. If you ever see him online, you'll win a game of your choice.
It's funny that you mentioned the old show before this one. Did you start listening like late, like after I left?
I started listening 2 episodes before you left, I think.
Oh, okay.
I believe because someone did leave, and I was remember I was disappointed with that, but it was my friend that got me into us. He just found it randomly, and I'd never listened to a podcast or anything before that. We were both into gaming, and he said it's actually really good, it's interesting, and they have the video footage, which was from Game Trailers, and I'd never heard of Game Trailers before that, but I use it a lot now. But
I can say now, I'm so glad we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I never had to do one video for the, 60-something shows we were over there. And it was, those videos, man, that had to be a nightmare. There's no way. I did the audio, every other week or something like that.
The video was not fun to do. It was... was a lot of work, and we're trying to put videos up with what we're talking about, and this is this has been so much nicer. Just we record it and boom, and we record and we don't even, you know, boom, we just post it. It is what it is. We're amateurs. We're not gonna spend hours trying to clean everything up, you know. We do a little bit, but you know, we're not professionals, and we're trying to do professional work, and
that was rough.
Yeah,
but it's cool. It's cool that you like this one, because this one is like, we try to keep open form, and you know, if we mess up, we like just to keep going now. And you know, every week I do the audio, but I really only spend, you know, anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour just to post to get it ready and post the show and stuff like that. But so Wingman's your favorite, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Because I play Rock Band with him.
I'm not going to hold it against you.
It's a close one.
Hey, are you looking to get Rock Band 3?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting for that guitar to come out for more news. You know, the 6-string guitar.
Yeah.
If that comes out, then if I have the money, I'll go and buy that, and I'll get the game too. But I have a lot to play on Rock Band 2 still, and until I get like close to 1,000 gamer score and I'm done with us, there's no point in spending more money, I think. I haven't even played much Xbox this week. The only game I touched was Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And I actually like that. It's quite fun. It reminds me of the old-fashioned games that, you know, I used to play. But I've been focusing on study there the last 2-3 weeks. My gamer score has barely moved at all.
We understand that, and we'll forgive you. I don't know if the Achievement Hounds will, but this Xbox Live will forgive you. And we put our – yeah, your studies are more important, so –
yeah, and here we are keeping him up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning before his test. So, but I think that was the last question, and before we took our break to pull you in, we talked about Bulletstorm, which you mentioned you haven't tried the demo yet, which you should go out and try maybe sometime this week.
Probably add it to my queue.
It's an amazing game. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But, is that multiplayer or single player demo?
It's a single. Well, it's what they call their multiplayer cooperative, but you won't play against anyone else. It's you're competing against other people on your friends list for leaderboard position. So okay. it's just you in the game, but you'll post your scores against others. So it's cool.
See you. Can I ask you guys if you've played a certain game?
Certainly.
It's called again Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising, was it?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Yep.
And what did you think of it?
We didn't finish it.
It was cool on how realistic they tried to be. As far as doing that, and I think it was Moronic Cow Wingman and myself.
Correct.
We all played it, but I tell you what, that game kind of had some issues. But I think with Homefront, I think they're going to knock that out of the park.
Different developer.
So, I thought it was the same group that made.
Nope. Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising. They're making Operation Flashpoint Red River.
Yeah.
The guys that made Homefront are the ones that made Frontlines Fuel at War. It's chaos.
Oh, Front Lines. That's right. Okay, sorry, I had that mixed up then.
The Operation Flashpoint, I never did like it. I didn't like the controls. I didn't like about switching weapons. Everything was – it's like you had to go three menus deep in the middle of combat to make something happen. The fighting and seeing like the opponent was like super hard. And it was a hard game. And – it just – I thought it was no – I looked forward to it till we played it, and it just – it wasn't any fun and for me personally, and I ended up not completing it. Now, I know Moronic Cow went back, and he finished it. Brown and I did not. We just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, it was just – it like I said, it was – I was really interested on the realistic stuff, but it was – it was beyond real. I mean, it was realistic, but then it was just, like you said, difficult to do things. So
I was going
wondering where you're getting shot from.
Yeah, I was getting hyped up about it when it was coming out. I watched a lot of videos on it, and it looked like it was going to be brilliant. So I was going to buy it day of release, but I didn't have the money. So I waited to see what friends thought of it, and they all said it sucked. So I was happy to have saved money like this. It still looks interesting. And I know some people have enjoyed playing it, but most said it's really bad. But Operation Flashpoint Red River, I think they're fixing the main problems, that people had with us. I'd say it'll be a lot better, a lot more fun. I'm not sure if they're going to put the same level of realism into it, because that was a big complaint as well.
My understanding is it's still going to be very realistic, but they are going to fix – like I know you don't have to do – I read that you don't have to go as deep into the menus. They are fixing a lot of the issues that people mainly complained about, but I think your realism is still going to be there because that's what this game is based on. So overall, it'll probably still be hard. But it'll probably be hopefully a funner experience than what we had on the original. So hopefully that'll work out for you and you might like it better.
So the real quick about Homefront, was Frontlines like the multiplayer only?
No. It had campaign.
I don't remember playing it now.
As I played the campaign, really liked it. I did not care for the multiplayer because they were the first ones to introduce those little RC cars that now Modern Warfare 2 has.
Right.
And I didn't like that. It's just like all of a sudden you'd blow up because someone was driving this little remote car at you and kill you. I thought the game itself was really great, so I'm looking forward to the new one.
Yeah, I must not have played it.
Well, you may have started, you just didn't finish as normal.
It's not in my games played, so.
Oh, okay. So. All righty. Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you, and I think it's time to go ahead and move on. We covered the Crysis demo, so we only got two quick topics, and then we got to hit our friends list. And then I think we'll probably let Fairpower get back to sleep before his test, maybe get a couple more Zs. So,
yeah.
But, Bron, what do you want to start us off with this week?
Well, you had an article, and I was kind of curious because it happens to be the competition that's going through a problem right now. And I'm curious to find out what everybody's thinking is, what if Microsoft was in this issue or situation that Sony's going through right now, which is, you know, this massive, you know, hack that that exploits their root key in their system. And the article you sent, Wing, was, is it time for the PS4, which is basically saying, you know, Sony posted the 3.56 patch to try to take care of the privacy, but really that was already hacked. So this big, huge issue of what should Sony do, and it's kind of like, well, scrap the PS3 and go with the PS4. You know, you're going to have to discontinue your support for it and everything, and, you know, and push forward. So I'm reading this, and it's unfortunate because I don't want to say it's Sony's fault. Okay, yeah, they might have done something, I don't want to say the wrong way, but, you know, maybe the way that they did their key and their security, they might have taken a different route than some other people might have taken. But, you know, the reason why they're having this issue is because people are doing something illegal. So they got their system hacked. Now all of a sudden, you know, they may have to ditch it to save their brand and save things, because really online multiplayer is becoming just this big hack fest that you can't stand to play in. So I wanted to bring it, you know, I know it's Sony, but I wanted people to really think about this. What if it was Microsoft having this problem? What, you know, what would we do? What would Microsoft have to do? Because we've kind of already lived through this, you know, massive failure, which was the hardware failure. Now, they didn't have to ditch the 360 completely. They just had to fix the problem and obviously take a $1 billion hit. For, you know, for overnighting the coffins and shipping you out new consoles. But, you know, with the Red Ring of Death, or Three Red Lights, however you want to say it, you know, it struck me. I know Wing had problems. Fair Power, I don't know if you've had the Red Ring of Three
Christmas
Red Lights before.
Day.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. But it still has us. I'm jamming the fans just to play it every couple of days. You know, the temporary fix. So
yeah, but you know, I'm still an Xbox fan. I play my Xbox. It's all I own. You know, what would we have done, or what would I have done if, you know, they had to ditch the 360 completely and go with a whole new console? Would I stick with Microsoft and go buy the new console or not? And I really thought about this today because, you know, the 360's, what, 5 years old? Going on 6 years old. And if they came out and said, hey, somebody did something illegal, hacked our system, it's not playable, we can't fix it without a hardware fix, so we're coming out with the Xbox 720, it'll be out November of this year, so on and so forth. I was trying to think, would I be upset or would I be mad? And honestly, if the games were backwards compatible, my butt would be out there in November buying the Xbox 720, and I would be going with a new console. I wouldn't have any problem with it whatsoever, because I got 5 years out of my console.
I'm calling foul right now.
Oh, see?
I'm calling foul on you big time.
Okay.
From the person who complains about every dollar someone tries to charge you, you're out there, I'm going to buy it day one when it's at the highest priced and not wait a year. Let it drop $100 in price.
Now, if I could not go and play Battlefield Bad Company 2 legitimately with people that weren't hacking the system and not play multiplayer at all, and the only way to actually have fun playing games again was to actually purchase the new console, I think I would have to actually go out and do that. Now, it'd be two choices: play single player only, not play games, or go purchase the new hardware.
Well, not playing games is not an option.
Well, okay, so I'm not saying that I'm like, oh yeah, I get to buy a new console. I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't be upset, but it's something that I'm not going to, like, curse Microsoft for, because it's not their fault.
What if you just got your console, like, yours truly?
Now, see, that's why I brought this up, because I'm curious of what you're saying, because you just bought a PS3.
Personally, I would be – if they were to completely drop it, then I would probably be a little upset, because – I mean, I didn't buy it necessarily to do a ton of game. In fact, I've only got to play on it like twice, and it's driving me nuts. I got to get it back into my game room because I want to play Uncharted. And it's just it's in the wrong room of the house for me to really be able to do that. I want to play through some of their exclusive titles. And if they just dropped it all of a sudden and said we're going with PS4 and those games weren't playable on the PS3 – then I would be a little upset, because it's like I could have bought a Blu-ray player for a lot cheaper, but I opted to go with the combo, you know, PS3. Would it really kill me? Not really, because it's not going to get a whole lot of use, you know. It's not going to get as much use as my Xbox.
Well, that's your secondary gaming console.
It's not my main. If it was my main and only,
right,
then I would have some big issues, I think.
So you would have big issues if you just purchased it and they kind of
– and I was going to play online multiplayer, right. And I wanted to play all these games. And, yeah, I think that would be a big deal, because I just dumped probably all the money I had into it, and then now it's useless.
Right. And that's kind of where I was – well, I'm coming from the other way. It's like, you know what? I got 5 good years out of my console. Hey, if they need to release a new console so I could play games again – or online without being hacking and cheating and all that stuff, sure, I would stick with Microsoft and go out and do that. I wouldn't ditch them.
What about you, Firepower?
Yeah.
I think if a new console came out, though, I probably wouldn't buy it immediately. Maybe a year later, I'd need to save money for it, like, really. Plus, even if I had the money, I don't think I'd waste it on a first day, you know, the first year even. I'd wait for it to come to a reasonable price, and then I'd go and buy it. But I heard about that problem that PlayStation has. And what exactly is it? Is it that people can... like play illegally downloaded games and get away with it, or that they can modify the games while playing online?
I'm not exactly.
They can pirate the games. I know they can pirate the games now. They can download all the games for free off the internet, you know, and play them on their systems. And I know they can now load, you know, Unix and, you know, back, which to me is kind of stupid, because PS3 originally allowed you to do that, and then they took it away because people were buying them as, you know, cheaper computers, and they weren't, you know. So, and then Sony was like, well, we're losing money and people are buying them to use them as a Unix or a Linux box, and they're not buying any software, no games, so we're not making any money at all. So they basically took it out, you know, took that ability out. Now this brings that ability back into the mix. And now, as for hacking or online, I don't know personally. I don't if people can hack, but I believe, Bron, you were saying last week that, you know, people were hacking like crazy, right?
Yeah, Black Ops is like almost unplayable the way I understand it.
So, and I know there's been issues, you know, on the PS3 and a Xbox side as well with that. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure all that it does, but I know it's a really bad thing for Sony right now, and it's there. They've actually sued the guy that did this, and I guess the courts now have confiscated all his equipment and all his computers.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the bad part is the guy did do something illegal.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, okay. Sony put in this thing. Some guy hacked it and found out, and maybe it wasn't the safest or secure way, but the thing is, you know, I guess you can't sit there and say, well, we didn't expect anybody to try to hack it, because you know somebody is going to. But, you know, that guy's going to pay big time for what he did. But, yeah, they're just in a bad spot. And I was trying to think of, like, how my loyalty to Microsoft is and, you know, what could Sony do? Because for people like, you know, Wing that just got his console, they're going to have to do something for people like that that just went and bought consoles over Christmas and things like that. They can't just say, oh, well, sorry. Well,
they can't abandon it, because this is my first PlayStation, period. I've never had one. So if you go and bail on me right after I buy it, I would never, ever buy another Sony PlayStation again in my life. And I'm in the door, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure, you know, maybe that's a rarity with that brand because it was so popular. But, you know, even for their loyal customers, you can't just abandon it after they've made the jump because the prices have come down. So they finally are selling them. They can't just, abandon it. There's no way. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to probably have to implement some PC-type protection, which, again, doesn't work because it doesn't even work on the PC. Or they're just going to have to deal with it. But I think the impact is if they can't do anything to correct it, they might start seeing developers stop making games for it, because the developers aren't going to see the money back.
Right.
They're going to get pirated. So yeah. This is a tough spot, like you said, that they're in.
Yeah. Yeah, if they would have to, even if they didn't go to a PS4 and they went to new hardware for PS3 and started selling it on the shelves, they're going to have to make games that can only be played, new games can only be played on the newer version of the hardware.
And they can't do that either, because that cuts out everybody else that already owns.
Right, exactly.
You can't expect those people to dump $500 or $600 to go and spend more money. They'd have to, you send us your old one, we'll send you a new one. Now, if they did an exchange,
yep,
then they're still losing the money, but at least they're getting those pirated ones off the market.
Right. Well, they're getting the pirated ones off that legitimate gamers don't want to use. Because the people who pirate or download games, they're going to keep that. They might keep that so they can download and pirate all the previous games. But for people who want to legitimately play games, they might say, well, instead of going and buying new consoles so I can play all the old games or whatever, because I can hack them and steal them, I'm going to trade this in and get a brand new one so I can play all of the games. The legitimate people would take part in that exchange program. They might have to pull a thing like Microsoft. They might have to eat $1 billion to save their brand. And
I think it was a good thing. I mean, I know Microsoft probably – I know they felt that, but I think it did a lot to help save their brand. I really do. I think me as a consumer – I was impressed to see somebody back up their product and say, you know what, we took the gamble, we pushed it, you know, we took the gamble to be first to the street, and we've got problems because of that, and you know what, we're going to back it up anyways and cover you for 3 years.
Right.
That's unprecedented, and it makes me, you know what, I'm sticking by this company because they backed their customer, they backed their brand, they're taking care of me. So.
Right. And eventually, I mean, even though Microsoft put in $1 billion, they got that money back.
Oh yeah.
So they're not in the hole right now. They've made, I mean, Xbox Live I think has made them a ton of money. But yeah. I mean, that's what I wanted to bring up from the story that you sent me an email and to see what, you know, what you had to say and maybe what, you know, the rest of our listeners have to say. Because me, I know if it was Microsoft in this situation, and I didn't recently purchase my 360, I would take part in getting what I needed to get to be, you know, to get back online. So, I know Sony's competition, but I feel bad for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Some guy has to go and do something that You know,
ruins it for everybody.
Yeah, he has to be a hacker. It's everybody, and it goes to that thing what we were talking about last week or the week before when I was talking about cheating and stuff like that. When everybody cheats, they think it's cool, but you know what? You're ruining it for everybody else. And this guy here might have just ruined it for millions and millions of people. And he's going to, unfortunately, all the fines that he gets, he'll never pay them off before he dies. But I hope they send him through the ringer. So
I just hope Sony finds a way to get this fixed. I really do, because we need them. Xbox, as much as, you know, the fanboys scream and hate, we need Sony. We need Sony to succeed, because the more they succeed, the more it's going to push Xbox to get even better.
Whoa.
Someone's getting a phone call.
Yeah.
But Fairpower, I think you were going to say something there.
Yeah. It's probably my phone, even though I don't have any incoming messages right next to me. Sorry about that. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The Xbox can still be hacked in the same way, though, that the PlayStation can be hacked. Like, not the exact same way, but it can be JTAG'd, even with the latest updates, where they put a special chip into us. I know people that are playing online with us currently, and they send it away, or if they're smart enough, they do it themselves. They replace a certain chip on the motherboard with a new one. And when they put in the pirated games, which are called copy games or something, I forget the exact word, they can buy them off a site for like $2.50. And the site also has this terms and conditions, which explains that it's not against the Xbox terms and conditions to do this, or they're called backups, that's it. And they're backup copies of the actual games, and supposedly it's not illegal to play them, and the guys selling them are proper company, so like they haven't been sued or anything for us, and they'll JTAG the Xbox and they'll send out these games when you buy them. But I wouldn't do it myself, just because I wouldn't want to post my Xbox away. And it's a little dodgy at the same time as well. And even I'm looking at something here on the internet, and it's explaining the term JTAG, because I actually didn't know what it meant before. But it's explaining it's a hack on the Xbox's programming done on the circuit board. And it's still debatable whether modifications on the Xbox are legal. This is what this guy is saying, but Microsoft have not filed any cases or sued anyone, so I'm not sure if you can say it's fully illegal.
I can tell you it is illegal, because if you read the EULA end user license agreement, you're not allowed to modify anything, period. And, you know, there's no way that that's legal. And the fact that the guy is probably saying, well, it's my backup. Okay, you can make your own backups, but you are not allowed to sell them or modify a system so that it can play those backups, because basically what you're doing is you're stealing, because, you know, does Microsoft or EA or Activision or the actual development house that made the game, do they get money from that $2.50 sale? No. The guy that made a copy of his own, he's the only one that pockets it. And you know, just because hasn't been sued doesn't mean he's not going to be sued. You know,
it's
you know, they get their ducks in a row, and they don't just slap a lawsuit down. They make sure that they got all the legal grounds for it to hold. So,
and the other thing is too, is to think about, like, yes, they might be playing online right now, but that's the one thing that Sony can't do that Microsoft can, is here in a month you'll see an article that says, well, Microsoft went out and threw out their ban hammer, banned 20,000 Xboxes from Xbox Live. You know, they go out and they hit you. They hit them in groups. So the one or two people that you might see or might know that's doing it now will eventually get nailed, because Xbox Live knows when your 360 has been modified. That's when they do console ban on it. And yeah. You know, the chips may find a way to trick that or whatnot, But it comes to a point where, you know, they're not just going to ban that one box probably when it first starts happening. You know, they might collect their info for the lawsuit and do this or do that. But then also, you know, you'll get 10,000 people that do it, and then all of a sudden, bang, they'll nail every one of you. And that doesn't impact everybody else, because once they kick you off live, you're not going to get in there to mess around with people when they're, you know, playing Call of Duty and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But there are people that do that. I'm not saying that they don't. It's just this situation with Sony is that this guy released and said, "Hey, you do this, you can do anything on this hardware, and there is no software patch that can fix it because it is in the hardware." And Sony can't kick people offline because they might not have the infrastructure like Live is. So.
Well, they don't. I think they use – isn't it GameSpy or something that does the background servers for them? It's more of like a PC world when it comes to their online connection. So.
Yeah. But. And I do remember my comment that I sent to you when you did – send this out. I was like, you know, or the thing you sent me was the whole PC key that they're talking about is, you know, if they have to go the PC key route, you know, you'll get a key with your game and it'll be able to be used 5 times, yeah, or something like that. And you know, that completely throws out used games and rentals.
Yep.
And yeah. I remember my comment coming back to you was like, it only does everything.
Yeah.
So it's just the PS3 cracks me up how PC-like it is, and no wonder why, you know, it has so many problems as far as the hacking world. You know, you have to install your games, like, that take up gigs and gigs. I guess, like, what, DC Universe Online had a 14-gig patch?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I was like, how is this? I mean, don't you have a Blu-ray? Doesn't that thing hold 60 gig? Isn't that the miracle of Blu-ray? And, you know, yeah, so you have to install stuff and, you know, their online infrastructure, and it's just, you know, why not have a PC key? And why not have a, you know, an install key just like the PC? So, but that's all I had. I just, you know, it's just to make you think, I was thinking about what would I do.
It could happen too. I mean, we could see we could see stuff like this come our way in the Xbox community, and, you know, hopefully not. I mean, you know, I'd hope not. But people are out there trying to do this stuff, so, and they're going after everybody, and, you know, Microsoft is the big guy, and, you know, doesn't mean, because it hasn't happened, doesn't mean it can't. So that's for sure. And so let's just hope it doesn't come to us. So. But anyways, I think we need to move on. Mine, I really don't have anything. It was a thought that came to my mind this week, because I bought a Kinect, and we keep hearing the stories about all these Kinects. Microsoft, and Broad and I did read that they shipped 8 million and they've sold 7.2 of those 8. 7.2 million have been sold to consumers.
Cool.
So, okay. So there's not a lot out there on store shelves because they have been selling crazy. But, you know, we had all these great games and a bunch of bad games at launch. And I was like, Gears of War 3, Bulletstorm, Call of Duty 700, you know, all these different games coming out this year. And I'm like, we're looking forward to. And I was like, what's the next Kinect game that I want? And I sat here and I went through all the listings going forward, and I cannot find and it doesn't mean that they're not there, okay, because maybe it was just something I wasn't aware of, but I could not find a single Kinect title coming soon. And I'm just kind of like, so where's all the Kinect games? Where are they?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's the next one coming? Yeah, I don't even know what the next one is coming out. I'm trying to think of
I don't know. I couldn't find anything.
Dance Central 2.
But I'm assuming they're making a Dance Central 2. My understanding is, I do know in an article somewhere that they were working on it because it was so successful. But I can't find anything that says, okay, all right, well, here, you know what, on Gamefly, Body and Brain Connection coming out in about a week or so. That looks like Kinect. And then Dance Paradise.
Ugh.
So we don't need another dance game. Yeah. I actually looked through – what site was I looking for? And the Body and Brain was one I thought might be, but the site I originally saw had nothing. And it was VGrelease.com is what I was looking at. So right now I'm looking at Gamefly. So I do see two games coming out. But it's like, okay, another game. And then Brunswick Pro Bowling. I guess that one I thought may have already been out. That's coming out in March. But I've heard that is garbage.
Aw, what'd you call me?
Garbage. There's the Michael Jackson at the Experience, Fantastic Pets. What's going to be – there's really not a whole lot on the plate. I mean, there's just not – you would think with the new peripheral, there, you know, something like this, that there would just be tons of stuff out there, and I'm not seeing it.
I'm kind of glad that since the Kinect came out that it's just not all Kinect games, but, you know, yeah, you're right. It would be nice to see one or two, at least, you know, you would see a couple first-party games coming. But then, you know, not to be shovelware either. You don't want it to turn into the Wii, which is, you know, completely horrible. You know, they might have 20 games a week coming out, and all they are is the same thing. But I don't know. Maybe people are concentrating on just putting Kinect, which this may be good or bad, but maybe they're putting Kinect features and stuff in normal games. But we'll have to see about that. But yeah, I it's kind of funny. I see the commercials, and all I hear and see is just, you know, Dance Central, Dance Central. So
yeah. You Fair Power, are you gonna get yourself a Kinect?
Probably not. I haven't even played it, actually. Most of my friends own PlayStations, so I haven't gotten a chance to try it out. But my brother did, I think. And a few of my friends, we have other friends who have the Xbox, but I haven't heard much good things about it, to be honest. It doesn't. It did interest me before, but it doesn't anymore. Unless they bring out like capabilities with Gears of War 3, where you can chainsaw people using your hands or something interesting like that, I don't think I'll bother with it. Just, it's more money out of my pocket for something I might not really use. All
right.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait. I mean, wait till like E3 and stuff like that. Because actually, Microsoft's been kind of really quiet about just everything going on this year, besides the things we've already known about. And, you know, that goes to that discussion why they say the PS3 is going to, you know, pass the 360 and the 360 is going to die this year because of, you know, Microsoft has not been saying anything about what's coming up. But
now, this is a good question. Does the incident with this PS3 problem, does that mean the 360 is going to stick around a little longer now?
Oh, yeah, it will. And the time that I knew that this is going to be a big problem is when I was listening to IGN Beyond, which is their PS3, and they talked about, you know, this hack and, you know, right now it's really impacting, you know, Call of Duty and stuff like that. And when those guys say, you know, this isn't good, you know, this is the year that, you know, the PS3 was supposed to do well, which is kind of weird because I hear that every year for the past couple of years. And this is happening. So what are people going to do? And once they said that, I'm like, oh man, this must be you know, a really big problem if these guys are saying it and they're not blowing it off. You know, because they, to me, they're considered the professionals. They should know. So, but yeah, it'll stick around. So, yeah. All right, we ready for friends list?
Can I just ask a question quickly?
Absolutely not.
Well, go for it.
This is for Bron. When you're playing Bad Company 2, do you still have that problem where it doesn't download your stats from the servers, or is that fixed?
It, for some reason, I don't know what their problem is. You will have this problem almost every time they patch it, or when they come out with a big update. So once Vietnam came out, they started having this problem again where, you know, your skill level will go from like a 190 to a zero, and then all of a sudden you're private again, and so on and so forth. And I think the reason why they have these problems is they either shut it off or they do something weird, because even all the sites that, you know, update your stats, even Bad Company, they kind of shut those things down. They shut them off because of maybe the stress it puts on the system, because, you know, once a new patch comes out, people come back to play the game. And with Vietnam, you know, it boosts the play time, you know, the number of people playing on the system. So they might have just suspended it for that stuff. Plus, they, you know, they patch their servers every so often. If you follow them on Twitter, you'll notice when they start patching their servers, you'll see that people have connection problems and so on and so forth. But I did experience it earlier today. And then when I got on later tonight, later in the day, it was back to normal. So, but yes, I do see that.
It hasn't fixed itself for me. The last time I tried, though, was maybe 2-3 weeks ago, but I'm just tired of putting on the game and getting rank zero. And I'm trying to get this last achievement. I think I'm 1 or 2 kills away from it, 100 kills with the sniper rifle. It's one of the spec-ass DLC achievements.
Yeah. Well, you should still, even though at the beginning of the match when it says that you have 0 kills and stuff like that, once you start playing, your rank and stuff is there. At least what I've noticed, it still counts. So what it is just that initial download or the updating stats screen, they kind of shut that off just like they do shut it off for all their sites that, you know, kind of read that information in. So once you do join the game, you do have all your unlocks and your stuff there. So you should be okay to go get that, even though it doesn't update. But if you pop it in now, you should be good to go.
Yeah. Well, I played us the nice Vietnam was released on Xbox Live. I was playing as the normal copy, though I haven't purchased Vietnam yet. And I played 2 or 3 games at rank 0, and it wasn't fixing itself. But I went on to Statsverse. Do you know that site?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, 2 weeks later, because they were the stats were pulled down, as you were saying, because of server overloads. And I read an article on it that DICE. They had put up the information about why it wasn't working. But the stats showed that the kills I got with the sniper rifle had actually updated, and the information they had given was the uploading was working fine to the servers, but the downloading was broken or there was too many people trying to download and it sort of crashed, but everything you did would still be saved, even though you're playing as a level 0. All your kills would be saved. But the problem is, if I get my 100 kills with the sniper rifle, and it may be uploaded to the server, but on my Xbox it's not really there, I'm afraid I might miss out on the achievement and might not be able to get it after. If you get me.
So glitch the achievement?
Yeah. I'm afraid I'll lose on this.
I don't, you know, I really don't know if that would happen or not, but I would say if you go in there and you do an update stats and it pulls all your most recent information down, you should be safe to play at that point. But, I mean, yeah, if you'd get that 103 and it doesn't say 103 on your – the Xbox doesn't see the 103 and it misses that achievement, you know, maybe – I would say you'd probably still get it because once the Xbox does see that you have over that 100, it should give it to you. But even if it does glitch, they should fix it. So
– yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. That's a good question, though. And you don't have to ask if you want to ask us a question. You know, this is your show. You're like, it's like you're raising your hand. Teacher, can I go to the restroom? Hey, yes, you can.
The man is tired.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, let's do their friends list so he can, you know, get ready for his test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have do you have our website up and our forums?
One second. Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead and pull that up because we'll let you read the two questions. And then while you're pulling that up, I'm going to read an email that we got. And let's see. I want to make sure I'm not going to say this person's name, real name. I'm going to protect the person. I'm not going to give any names out. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here's what I'm going to say. This was an email we got. I thought I would write in and let you know that you have another faithful female listener. I've been listening for a while now. Love the show. I'm also a big fan of Achievement Hounds. Though life doesn't give me as much time to game as I would like, so I'm sitting at 19,000 and some change for gamer score. Anyway, I thought I would weigh in on the gender options for gaming that you talked about on show 126. It doesn't usually bother me that the main character is almost always a man. I actually don't think of it. I actually don't think that I give it a second thought most of the time. I kind of look at the story the way the game is presented to me and take it for what it is. Just imagine changing the story like Gears and having the main character be a woman. I think that would be kind of weird. For one, you would have to make her more manly to be able to chainsaw the horde in half, kind of defeating the purpose of making her a woman in the first place. I know there's going to be a woman cog in Gears 3, and that's fine as a secondary character, but I think it's a super violent game. It wouldn't really fit to have a woman in the main role. Now, other genres that aren't quite so brutal are different for me, like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, for example. But as a general rule, I don't tend to play women because they are either whiny and stupid or they are just purely there for eye candy, and I don't want to be seen as any of those things. I've never really thought too much about it, so I thanks for bringing it to my attention. Maybe I'll examine games a little more closely and report back in a few months. The only thing that really gets to me is when the female characters are portrayed solely for their sexuality. I mean, I understand that the main audience for most games is made up of college guys, but it does make me cringe a little when women are seen just as a slab of meat. Ugh. But it's their prerogative to make games for that audience, and I just make the decision to stay away from those types of games. I've ran it too long. You don't have to read this whole thing. Summarize it if you like. I didn't summarize. We value what our listeners say, so... And you guys say it better than I do. So anyways, she does have a question. And the reason I'm not giving any names out is because I don't – this came through email and there wasn't specifically say, here, you know, you can give out my name. And I don't want her to get slammed because she's female with all these friends requests all of a sudden. So and she knows who she is. If she wants to give it out, then she can always email us and say it's fine to give my first name or my gamer tag or nothing. So
or post on the show
or comments. Post in the forums. Yeah, if you post in the forums, then we'll give your gamer tag there. So just want to protect the gamer this way. So questions for the next show. I have a major backlog of games that I call my pile of shame. Games that I totally should have finished or even started by now, but haven't gotten around to it, like BioShock. The first game. What are the most notable games on your piles of shame, and when do you plan to play them? Can't wait for the next show. Well, we heard Fairpower's pile of shame earlier. It's kind of funny that he was on here when we got this question. Brun, I guess you're working on one of your pile of shame games, aren't you?
Yep. Well, Mass Effect, and then would be I'm playing it now, and then there will be Mass Effect 2, which I'll have to play afterwards. I also have Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
That I started, and it was another game where I lost my save. So I have to play that again. I don't know when I'm going to get to that. I have another one, too. What is it? Oh, Orange Box. Tiger Woods Golf. here's the funny ones. Call of Duty or Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, Bad Company, Bad Company 2, because I don't play the first. I don't play the single players. I just play the multiplayer. So
that's cool.
Yeah, those would be mine. But I guess the big ones right now would be Mass Effect, Mass Effect 2, and Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, Mass Effect 1 and 2 as well. I haven't even played 2. Forgot about those.
Oh, that is shameful. You got to play those.
You say you lost your game save there on Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
That happened to me too. Like, I lost my game save for everything. I was deleting my profile because it got corrupt, and I accidentally clicked on delete profile and all items, and I even plugged out the power straight away, and it still wiped everything, so I was really pissed off. And I went and got a game save. I found out you could download the game saves. I didn't realize that some people had a problem with game saves, and they were legit copies of other people's. They weren't modded. But, well, at least I thought they weren't for different games anyway. I downloaded these 100% game saves and stuff because I didn't want to lose my progress. But for Red Dead Redemption anyway, the single player one turned out it was altered, modificated. And a few weeks later, I found out I was banned from the multiplayer for having a modded single player game save, which I kind of thought was a bit... I don't know, like, if it was a modded multiplayer one, fine, but I don't see what the problem with modding the single player is, really, you know. I'm not, like, disrupting other people's games. So I was kind of annoyed by that. I emailed them, and I think it's been 4 months now. I still haven't been unbanned, and they constantly, every time I email, they tell me that... they're unbanning people soon, and I will get unbanned, but I don't, so I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah, I wouldn't know on that one. So I'm just going to start all over, so on mine.
Yeah, just... it's something I really regret doing anyway. I won't be downloading any more game saves for other games. But, yeah.
For me, I don't really have any. I would say Red Dead Redemption because it's one that I quit because I got stuck. And it frustrated me because I kept trying to get past the part with the train. And I just couldn't get past it, so I just sent it back. But I loved playing that game, and it's like I really wanted to see how it played out. Someday I plan to go back to it. But other than that, I really, you know, there's stuff I'd like to go back and maybe play again or clean up some things that I haven't finished. But I pretty much, I get my games and I play them until I complete, you know, at least, you know, I don't really stop. I know I'd like to finish off my sprint car game. I'm about halfway through that one, and it's just one of those I should have stuck with it. It's so hard to get the controls down. I finally got comfortable with it, and then I walked away to play something else and haven't gone back to it. And it's going to be tough to get back, but, you know, I'd like to finish up some more Bad Company 2, you know, play some more of that online and finish up achievement stuff. But I really don't have much a pile of shame. I pretty much rent everything and play them. So thankfully I don't. So yeah. Thank you for the big email, and we appreciate you sounding off on our question. So, Fairpower, you got the I think we got two more questions. in our forums, and we'll let you read those off for us.
Okay. First off, with Soul Assassin. What do you guys think of Bulletstorm and the Crysis 2 demo, if you tried them? Personally, I think that Bulletstorm seems very repetitive. It seems like a case of Call of Duty. It looks cool, but once you play it for 30 minutes, you see how repetitive it is. Crysis 2, on the other hand, does a very good job at mixing up the combat with the suit skills that you get, while keeping a fast pace, Call of Duty, like fast-paced combat with perks and stuff. Well, those are my thoughts.
All right. First of all, this guy must have been drinking or something when he wrote this. Because this comes in from our big time Trials HD player. Okay. Echo Mode really kind of reminded me of Trials in a way, because you're doing the same run and competing against the leaderboard of your friends. Okay. But the difference is this is not really repetitive, because the thing is the demo, you're looking at one small tiny portion of the game. And you're only allowed to get in this demo, you're only getting a couple weapons. You only see in a very small part of the game. You're not seeing the multiplayer mode. You're not seeing the campaign mode. You're only seeing a very small part. And even with this small part, I didn't find it repetitive, because, like I said, even with the guys being in the same spot, there was always different ways to kill them. And I wanted to keep trying to come up with new skill shots and stuff. So, I think it was very fun, and it's a very fast-paced game too. But anyways, I got to defend Bulletstorm. Love it. So, any other thoughts from you guys on this question?
Nope.
Or his comments?
No, I think we covered it enough. I covered it enough in the show. So.
Yeah. So, Soul, you're wrong. No, I'm just kidding. It's just his opinion, and he's allowed to have it. All right. What about our next one, Fairpower? I'm going to call you Fairpower. Say, what's our next question? Their random generated gamer tag.
Okay. Is it Voodoo or Voodoo73, which is his actual gamer tag?
It's Voodoo73 is his gamer tag, yeah.
Okay. Well, Voodoo73, do you think playing Crysis 1 first would be good, or can we just jump to number 2? Also, does your active camo / super armor get experience points? That's it.
I don't know about – I think you can probably just skip the 2, can't you? I don't think they are joining in any way, are they?
My understanding is you don't need to play the first one. But people who played the first one will probably get into the second one easier, because they'll understand the suit and the powers and stuff. But it's not like you're going to miss out. Like, I've got Crysis 1. I bought it on the PC. Played a little bit of it, but haven't really played it,
I didn't even have a PC that can handle it.
Yeah, I didn't either. When I finally got my new one, I finally actually picked up Crysis Maximum or something like that. So it came with a bunch of expansions, but I've actually not played it much at all. I'll be playing Crysis 2 and not have completed the first one. And like I said, what I've read is you don't need to play the first one. It's a completely different storyline, or it has nothing to do with the first one. You'll be fine just playing the second game. So, any other thoughts? Any other comments from you guys?
I think he means by this. There's a single player story right on top of the multiplayer.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he probably means if he'd be missing out on the story. Like, I personally think that playing the first game would be a better idea than just jumping onto two. Because if it's like playing Gears of War 2 without playing number 1, and you're thrown into the action and you're not really sure what's going on to start, or with any game, even Halo 2 and 3, I prefer playing the originals first just to gather the background information, because I prefer single player games to multiplayer. I prefer having a story and being taken deep into us, you know.
Well, I think that's right. Well, that's what I was saying, is from what I've read, is that you're not going to miss any story. There's not like Mass Effect, where you really, you know, you got to play Mass Effect 1 for Mass Effect 2. You could skip it, but you're going to miss out on a lot if you didn't have the first game. And from what I've understand with Crysis 2 is that it's not like the campaign story from the one goes into the second one. It's just knowing what you know from the first game, if you played the first one, so you understand how the suit powers and all that stuff, you understand how that works, so you already know how it works in the second game, whereas someone new is going to, okay, they're going to have to learn that, so they just won't have it right off the bat. But story-wise, I don't think you're missing anything. They're completely different stories from my understanding.
Okay.
So, but, you know, it can't hurt to play. I mean, Crysis 1, if you've got a PC that'll run it, it's supposed to be an awesome game. I did get it, and it's tough to find the time to play all this stuff. So my Xbox tends to always win out, but if you can pick it up, you can get it at a good price nowadays. You can get the whole expansion pack for a pretty decent price usually. I think I picked it up for like $35.
Oh, cool.
Let's see what Amazon has, because I bought the...
wonder if it's on Steam.
Crysis Maximum Edition for the PC is $35 on Amazon. So it runs on Windows XP / Vista / Windows 7. So get the Maximum Edition. I mean, if you want just the regular game, you can get the game itself for $24.95. So... you can download the game too from Games for Windows Live. So it is a downloadable title. So if you want just the Crysis game, it's $24.95. The extra $10 for the Maximum Edition gets you like two expansion packs. So
you can get it for €20 off of eBay. That would be $27, the same price pretty much. Maximum Edition.
So it can't hurt. So, but check out those PC requirements. They were pretty steep when that game came out. So, alrighty. Well, I guess that's it then, Brun. I guess we can. Fair Power, you got anything else for us? Or you got anything else you want to share before we let you get back to sleep?
No, I think I covered everything. So I can think of at least.
Cool.
Well, as always, thanks for supporting us, and thanks for joining us at such an early hour. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, with that, this is episode 128. Head over to thisxboxlife.com. From there, you can get to our forums and leaving comments and seeing our Gamer of the Month's little picture there, or gamer card there. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thisxboxlife. So that's a nice – we're having a decent-sized show this week. So
yeah, we do.
But, yeah.
Hope it was recording the whole time.
Yeah. But well,
same
I am
time tomorrow.
Yeah. Brun BJ Swick 33. So I'm gonna be heading to bed.
Mark AK Wingman 709, I'm taking off. I'm going to bed.
That's Fair Power, and I'm probably gonna stay up and study.
Later, everybody.
Later.
See ya.